Florid winds blown by you wrote my name in the sand, to only have its emotion bathed and washed away. Time stains reflections unto buried by lying hands, air-minded to this world sea breeze every day. Amid sense of sorrow that twisted and turned us to seashell silent noise with nothing to say, I sang past songs of woe as passionate words burned to ashes, floating above to heaven away. Forever the game plays on fools of the insane, being frivolously thrown and tossed away. Aching hearts, dizzy maze, will question who to blame, but all in all will all be judged day by day. Silence. Sharp freezing. As a chilling draft glides through a child's bed. Glacial fear tightens the grip to secure blankets like a putrid prisoner, hoping his dismal chains will protect him from harm. Flickering shadows emerged from his moonlit window, disillusioned monsters. Father rectifies his son's spiritual observation as tapping branches, gusty wind, and a dark, false imagination. If you shut your eyes, they will disappear, he said. But with such rattling racket erupting the boiling walls, none could relax. The neighbor debated whether they should squeal to proper management by a telephone transmission or just ignore its infinity, as always. When traditional breakfast was served on his mother's, served by his mother, no reconcile, no modification, no difference, nothing infrequent exposed except a bruise at the cheekbone. The bewildered boy tries to forget a thought. It was only a mere mortal nightmare. The horizon slants upon the window pane as I bend my neck and match the swaying colors of the skyline that complement the wild frolic inside your eyes. Last night we walked the summer fields twinkling by the moonlight, and I watched your face sparkle like glassy water being hit by the sun. It was then. If only we could drown in the frailty of the moment and melt in unison with the descending fire lapsing into darkness beyond this horizon's end, I would have openly embraced and left myself behind to become part of you. Vagabond. Out from nowhere, a ragged old man emerged in front of me, trying to warm his hands in digging pockets. After he rambled out bits about his journey to dirt, he told how his dream now is to return to his mother's grave arms one holy day, and eat the cooked cabbage and steaming potatoes that were served on his childhood dinner plate. And with that, he faded back to the cold winter shadows of the city. So I went out the woods and turned every which way. And though I quiver with uncertainty towards my premeditation, I had enough to force myself up to the random site. The headstone was nice and smooth, an imperial glossy black finish that revealed a dark reflection that will haunt me to the very end. And with a sudden wisp, I undid my zipper, wet the engraving, splattered the stiff front wall, and soaked the fertile layers of hungry soil covering the unseen rock. And I looked beyond this cemetery to listen to the wind slowly rustle over each rolling stalk in the vast fields reaching the clouds. Two. And what's a bit of shame to a world of unexperience? And I ain't got a clue what's ahead of me. But I remember love and leaves scattered in the trees and rocks so big they filled up like mountains. And loads of needles all hugging the ground. From an army of pines, each individual in bag and bran and bark and branches growing up out so high above you and I. Stumbling down a slope to water and streams, running to a river and time while breathing heavy with thoughts so pure of secret forests. Like needles, all abundantly spread over and between and under tops of, and we didn't even need to talk, and we sat and gazed. Just took it all in, and we were together with blossom in spring and evening fall, to pictures of all shapes and sizes with color of green and auburn, and so bright, beautiful, and wide, and tall as sky, and much, much more than myself, and so I. Notice what little things memory can't retrieve, like what's taken for granted and what seemed unconnected at the moment and thought I would forget, but now here they are all. Rushing and racing all through my head. And now I know wouldn't feel the spin and whirling sensation. And one tall tick and talk in time and everything and everywhere, so rich and full moments pass by like dull days, hours that seem to drag. The dead for miles, but all in all is all so worth those flickering moments of joy and simplicity. And we sat and relaxed with breeze gliding by, cooling calm, and I wandered and smelt the pine. And close my eyes and imagine what I couldn't see of space between space and molecules of minutes and the value of a second and the earth turning round with pathetic and unhappy souls locked up in their own shit. And my family is beside me. And history is heaped up on my back. And I remember how I arrived here to where I am. And now I come to think of how uncomfortable now is. And how hard and how hard. And how hard it is. Is to enjoy, to simply enjoy the moment and instant, not want anything else. And I know winter is soon, and I know that cold, and felt that bitterness. And I wish I could show you I care. And I do care, and I care so much while I'm with you. And you, I wish I would spend my time in a manner that is good, like being beyond the cemetery and listening to wind slowly rustle over each rippling star and the vast fields reaching the clouds. Everywhere I go, I can't see what I don't see. What if what I did not see was a party happening at every place I left? I can imagine people jumping up and down, cheering with applause. And even doing cartwheels and backflips. Night, woods overhead cover every single bit of population's daily existence here. Instead, I heard a bird in such screeching agony. Let's do this again. That cat gave me such a kind and innocent stare as he lounged on my uniform that I had to think twice before swatting at him to leave. Song for tonight. Tonight, woods overhead cover every single bit of population's daily existence here. Instead, I hear a bird in such screeching pain as it floats downstream. With broken wings, it sounds through humid rays and dews soaked pastures, heating the trickling sweat to run down my whole spine. While I am left to think of this enchanted place buried in a human's race, rushing about circles, one who tries to control anything over nature or self on this planet simply is beyond me. My mind is too crowded playing with evil toys for fatal games of little childish anger. Will we always be so close to pushing buttons that will explode ourselves to bits of shrapnel shit? These nights that get so seem to fog the image of my beloved flower, who I'm so lost without. She ran to the middle of a empty highway to sing, but abrupt lights chased her away because I hid under pillows, hoping to voyage to a life of florid bliss. But I forgot about heaven and just shit her, because I will love her always, no matter how dark dawn may ever seem. Right now, if I return to our vacated room, I'll look out the windows at these imperfect forms visiting along corners between narrow alleys, and in what floats along paths that were given to the separation arise to lead us to a place based on nothing of our materials. Why can't I just fly so far away that I can't remember how to return back home? Hurry, please come and tell. For for these messages are beyond the horizon, like past experiences, days as a child when I was so very scared, but nothing changed till life dropped death my way and I saw the earth for the first time by myself and held experience like a pin in a haystack that shines to help guide us in our future courses upstairs where the woman's frenzy pays to him, throwing reminders of objects that scream things like, will I never get used to this world without love? As a million silly statues are surrounding my speech of air and peace that lasts amidst torment with our faithful companions, the trees and green forests which look best from cities. A smog-infested waters, and songs chant at my heels, for I will never be right until you stand in front of me and be able to tell, but please gently tell, where were you? I pondered to myself and ran. I looked across all the globe. I wandered so endlessly that my brain can't cope anymore. And still I don't know. Where were you last night? You're not in a box. You're not under my eye. You're not mine to overlook. But I just can't help myself but wonder and wonder. Where were you last night? I want you, but you're not honest. Oh, why can't you just be honest? Where were you last night? Blessed. Splash, circling in pools, a certain look and touch, sharing touch, beating faster, a smooth rush through veins, motion rising beyond, and yes, a surge of warmth being covered by blankets on fire. Mobile twinkling specks of rumbling hooves echoing tires. Torrid masses crouch in a fetid corner, crawling on top of each other. The purring malicious fusion slugging up granite hillsides, fresh succulent mildew, intestinal flow as bloody rivers grow. Undaunted tulip patches decrease to dusty flowered weeds. Bitter garden overcast by orange fog, mortifying yellow smog, feverish gory dry fritter swaying. Cloudy sky leaves gigantic breasts of thick, crude, caramel mist on body's bracing sun. Whisper of the harvest haunt cries closer, closer. The celestial fog round fires fluid floods miles and miles, slaughtered screaming smells. Drifting down the expressway in distorting thought of that intolerable, scandalous, sovereign, sedimental sunset of memory. Alas, a naked flash of glittering rain did pour on us, lying outside summer's ease in heated reverence. A farewell greeting to you, my flickering forest flower. I envision a singular nymph bouncing through sweet-flowing pastures of rich fragrant vegetation, lamenting in cringing agony, splashing together hearts on teardrop puddles, a dream. From far I hear my beachfront harsh wind and waves wail, a taste of sweet salt breath despair into a whirling hurricane's hemorrhaging hemisphere. Hemorrhage, fair being, cherish the consequence here for memory. Will tarnish into the most sacred crevice of our souls. And as the distance increases, ferocious maggots will digest the flaws of us in time. Crowded labyrinth, alone are we. Crowded labyrinth, alone are we. Great spirit flying across foreign lands and buried inside even the hardest of hearts. Let us cherish every morsel of bread our mouths swallow. Let us gently rake our lawn while dead leaves scatter, so sunshine may display life. Let us feel how brisk cool breeze can grant at least a second of relaxation while standing rock still for hours on end. Jump. It hovered among the thick, confounded clouds, amplifying the introverted temptation. One leap can slash off the spark of the spiring Flemish life fuse and annihilate all illusions for space cadet dreams. Before the storm, a child's fluttering bedside curtains waved in fresh winds, recollecting odors of the sweet sea. Outside his window, a street lamp illuminated the bright red leaves descend from a bristle shape upon a solid oak. The abundance of pictures of go on my pillow layer upon layer. There we were, drunken with feverish rippling sugar cascading down the ceremonial cup. Blossom, roses, thorns, and burning candle wax pierced the flesh's smooth velvet intimacy. In the moonlit heart of night where bodies danced beside ravenous walls, there I was. Is it ill fate twisting inside the stomach or hunger? Glances to the mirror trying to recall an entire history within a face. A sheltered forest abandoned, and why? This is where white sheets bled tears into the gray fog. Spines had balanced over a mere thread. I saw this rotating round, spinning. And some have altered their will and direction to seem still as graves. Photographs lie in shreds, strings intertwined to line, connecting fiber to the oar, locked alongside the pier, and now a nourished rat in a cage. Flights of flocking seagulls gliding peacefully, singing to the long voyage's return, to the unpredictable harbor, ashore, ashore. Scattered images of what used to be, to address all the loaders that never found their way out, all the pictures that display a memory, all the people that betray only a memory, a face picked out of a crowd, reduced to a face. Will Steve Hollard, among the sea's rage, will Oscar furiously flap under the dark driving rain, bracing fingertips between narrow cracks of scattered remains. And after tomorrow's sun has risen above the ocean floor, and after the toil and labor have been set at ease, and after the dust and ashes left over have been cast off, the sailor pushing the elements will look forward with hope and return to swathing the opening of the deck. Day in, day out. Its fungus germinates when cherished ones distract onto separate journeys. When aliens have influence over the hypothesis of the human race. When cotton's air's fragrance becomes stale and numbing. When purity of homestead and embankment turns out to be bars from death row. When local color dims to chipping rust. When segregation becomes a regular neighbor at night. Then warps into a massive labyrinth. When vast arms enshroud and strangle the pressured thread of confidence with a solid black curtain. When dead mobs surround and the entire flow of consciousness drowns in fog, creating a permanent abstract blur of scattered faces exhaling stress. Migration. Weighed by the weight of the world and the mighty strength across the seas, and high above the prayers to heaven, burning away in the breeze. Fuck it all and goodbye, wish me luck in this lost confusion. So what are you gonna do with your life? So what are you gonna do with your life? So what are you gonna do with your life? Valediction. Kneeling over your shady past, the sun sets ending rage from the window illuminates my pale face red. But yet, now and for eternity, our black clothes will remain colorless. I was so afraid when passing in the street your glaring eyes might penetrate through me again. What an uneasy conversation it would be. Now as age has worn my vengeance for you thin, I have climbed out of your dirt hole. Now as other issues have dulled your sickness to just another experience, I've turned my head to face the world. Now as strength lets me look back, I have made my childish eyes harden to stone. Now as pity for all humanity can breathe freely to even the very core of my bleeding heart, still I have a nervous stream of anticipation that fills my system to be completely sure. A pocket-sized mirror placed against your nostrils won't fog.